Welcome to the 359. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Alfred Ang.
You may want to shut off your FaceTime app. There's a bug that allows people to eavesdrop on your conversations by initiating a FaceTime call, even if you haven't picked up. Essentially, it turns your iPhone into a hot mic.
Yeah, so the bug works by taking advantage of group FaceTime, which was the feature they had announced during the last WWDC.
Right.
And basically, when you FaceTime call somebody, then you add somebody to the group, but you add your own phone number. And for some reason, this bug assumes that everybody on the call has accepted it, even if you haven't.
Oh.
So the person who is being FaceTimed, you could basically just listen in to whatever they're doing, even though they didn't accept the call. Now, it still requires your phone to ring like it would on a FaceTime call, but, right. You know, most people, they can leave their phone at their desk, they can leave it in a bag, or just have it in their pocket on silent. So they wouldn't even know about it if this was going on.
So even if it was dialing, it was ringing, you're not picking it up, they can still hear what's going on.
Yeah, it would basically be a hot mic and they can hear what's going on. And Apple said that they're working on a fix for this, but for the time being, they've just completely disabled the group FaceTime feature.
Right. Well, and it's also good for you if you want to disable your FaceTime app, right? Just in the settings menu, you can actually disable the app.
It's a very simple switch.
Very simple. And they say that a fix is coming later this week, right? All right. So it's a bit of bad timing because tonight Apple is reporting its earnings, fiscal first quarter earnings. Now, they've already kind of telegraphed last month that the results would be bad, disappointing. Revenue would be below expectations. I think what we're going to be looking at is forecast for the next quarter's revenue to see if like the pain continues. But it really calls into question the demand for these new iPhones, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, with the iPhone XR that they put out and the XS, this whole idea that this doesn't look that different from the X that you guys released last year, and also I'm paying like $1,000 for this. Why would I want to upgrade to a new phone that quickly? I think, you know, Tim Cook did note that was one of their bigger issues for their earnings this quarter.
They had a couple of reasons they cited. I mean, China obviously was the big one, demand in China. Also, kind of an odd one, because they had offered that free battery replacement service, or not free, but discounted.
Yeah.
A lot of people took them up on that offer, and that, you know, if you've got a new battery, that basically eliminates a big reason why you want to upgrade.
I mean, kudos to them, though. I still think that was the right thing to do. But,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Lastly, Huawei had a very rough Monday. The Justice Department announced 23 indictments for fraud, obstruction of justice, and theft of trade secrets. And this is centered around two different cases. The first being the theft of intellectual property related to Tappy. This is a T-Mobile robot arm that test the durability of touchscreens. And then the second involved the company evading sanctions to work with Iran, which is tied into CFO Meng Wanzhou, which I probably just butchered. She's currently being held in Canada awaiting extradition to the U.S. This is a lot of bad stuff for Huawei.
Yeah, so this indictment, you know, we've been kind of expecting this for a bit. You know, Department of Justice officials have been talking about, you know, cracking down on China a lot more as far as technology goes. In an indictment around December, they talked about how 90% of economic espionage cases were related to China.
Yeah.
And with Huawei, you know, the U.S. government has always kind of been on edge with them, even with this major trade war going on between the two countries and these concerns over, you know, these companies stealing secrets.
Yeah, and it's interesting to note that with the T-Mobile instance, they had actually settled in a civil suit 2 years back. Huawei paid out $4.7 million. But in that case, they basically blamed this like rogue element within the company for stealing intellectual property from T-Mobile. This case, they basically brought this back up and said, no, it's not a rogue element. It's holistic. It's systematic within Huawei.
Yeah, they had shown emails from Huawei executives basically rewarding any employees that could find and steal company secrets from the U.S. So that's crazy.
Yep. It's a lot of drama for Huawei. To be fair, we want to note that Huawei has denied any wrongdoing. For a full cover, check us out on CNET. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Alfred Ng.
Thanks for listening.